It came today. A letter. Folded the way only you would. Like even the creases deserved to be loved. Your handwriting lingered at the edges, hesitant. Like it wasn't sure if it was still welcome. Inside, there was a flower, a single branch, thin, trembling, maybe cherry blossoms, maybe something trying too hard to look like spring. You wrote,
"Let's go to the sea."
Simple words, but so full of hope, like stuffing too much longing into a box too small to hold it. I held the flower up to the light. The petals flickered just once, then folded in on themselves, like they knew they'd blossomed too late. I almost threw it out. Let the rain take it. Like all the things I didn't want to feel again. But I didn't. I couldn't. I folded it back, tucked it away like something fragile. Something not ready to be buried. I called you. Didn't plan to. Didn't want to. I had lines prepared. Cold, practiced, final. The fire behind me hissed like it was listening. But when you picked up, you were crying. Not loud. Just that one shaky breath. And just like that, everything I meant to say, gone. I didn't even say hello. I just said, "We go now." You once said, wanted to walk barefoot into the Aegean while it was still raining, before the sky made up its mind about morning. You said salt water could save your soul. That pain made you feel real. I never got it. Maybe I still don't. You always looked like you were about to say something beautiful and terrible. Like the words might kiss you or kill you. That time you whispered, "You're the deep sea. The kind of blue that never ends." I should have laughed. Told you to stop drowning me in metaphors. All I wanted was air. Not love that burned. Not worship. Just air. But when I looked at you, I saw it. That red bloom in your chest. Too intense to be love. Too soft to be hate. Just desire that forgot how to be gentle. You weren't fire. You weren't a storm. You were the pull. Constant. Quiet. Consuming. I said it before. You burn too bright. and I'm tired of catching fire just so you don't freeze. But you smiled, like I was praising you, like ruin was romantic. And then you looked at me, not like someone you loved, like someone you'd shatter just to fall to your knees and call holy.
"We bleed the same blood,"
you said.
"Even our hearts stutter in sync. No wonder I love you like this."
And then you asked me. Except it wasn't a question. Never was.
"Say it. Say you love me."
But your hands, they weren't shaking from fear. It was want. It was desperation dressed up as fate. And me, I bit down hard. My jaw ached. I could taste iron. But I didn't say it. Not because I didn't love you. I did. That was the problem. Because if I said it, you'd never let me go. And worse, I'd stay. Willingly. And disappear a little more each day. Then came the quiet. Not peaceful. The kind that settles like dust. Like a room ceiling shut. You didn't yell. Didn't ask again. You just stood there. Still. Heavy with all the things I couldn't say. And then you cried. You never begged. You didn't have to. You just looked at me like you already knew. Then came your softest line. Like a thread holding the whole thing together.
"Even your silence sounds like home."
And that broke something in me that no anger ever could. Because you weren't asking. You were claiming. And I let you. Again. I told myself not saying I love you would spare me. But that was the cut that bled the longest. I loved you so much it emptied me out. And you called it love. But I paid for it with my life. You didn't want to be loved. You wanted to be obeyed. And maybe I was too scared to refuse. Because cowardly love, love too afraid to walk away, starts to feel a lot like hate. We never made it to the island. You always said you'd take me. Said it like the tide had already agreed. We had plans. But the sea doesn't care about those. No storm. No drama. Just one sound. Sharp. Small. like the world cracked open quietly. And then, cold. Chaos. Gone. I didn't even get to scream your name. I made it to a lifeboat. Alone. Your bracelet still on my wrist. You said it was soft enough to hold a piece of me for when your hands couldn't. But your fire doesn't burn out here. So I held it. Like a prayer. Hands shaking. My eyes burned. But I didn't cry. You hated tears. Said they drowned love before it had the chance to catch. So I swallowed them. Let the sea take my voice. Let the cold freeze what was left. And I told myself, I'm free. Over and over, while the waves rocked me like a lullaby meant for ghosts. When I came back to the apartment, your scent was still in the pillow. The floor creaked like it was waiting for you. Then I saw it. The letter. 2 pages. Folded like something holy. Written by hands that didn't know if they'd ever hold again. Your handwriting rushed, breathless, like the ink wanted to outrun time. I didn't read it all, just the parts that sounded like your voice. Love was never meant. December 25th. I'm barefoot in the Aegean. The water's cold, but kind, like it knows, like it's been waiting. Waves tap my ankles one by one, polite, like a knock on the door. I brought your bracelet, and yes, that song. You said it was cheesy, but you cried every time. Always such a sucker for endings. I think I see you in the fog, waving like a kid who spotted their ride home. And me, I raise my hand, not to wave, just to say, shh. No words this time. This is the goodbye we forgot to write. But hey, better late than never, right? I think you've been waiting. So now, it's my turn.